Welcome to Brutal Brunch.
Did you eat a lot of paint chips when you were a kid?
With your hosts, Matt Moore and Matt Mastromorrow.
And then Bruce and Doosum!
Featuring Massachusetts metal and punk.
All those lyrics about hell, demons, and doom. What if I told you it's all real?
And brutal takes on music, movies, food, sports, and more.
What do any of you know about being brutal?
WMFO Med.
So the loonies are outside in the real world, and here we are with the keys to the loony bin, boys.
Godsmack into Godsmack. Good morning. This is Brutal Brunch on WMFO Medford, 91.5 FM, streaming live on WMFO.org. Kicking things off with a classic.
That is our ethos, Godsmack into Godsmack. just more Godsmack.
That was, of course, Whatever off their original self-titled album.
You should probably change wasn't the song originally. I picked for the metal history.
Oh, no. My bad. But actually, yes, it was inspired by metal history. We'll get to that later. You'll know why we started things off with Godsmack this morning.
Oh, yeah.
But if you want to call in here today, the numbers are 855-915-WMFO, 855-915-9636, or 781-350-3264. Heads up, we'll be off next week because it'll be Labor Day weekend.
That's right.
Matt is jet setting once again.
Yeah, Florida.
But we're gonna school you on Labor Day a little bit later today too. Talk about the bloody beginnings and the people who died to bring you Labor Day, and play some Labor Day related songs.
There you go.
So there was some sports last night. Rays lost on a walk off.
Oh yeah. Everybody was watching the Rays.
Celtics
game.
Trade drama.
Still going. And I still don't understand it.
That was about it.
Yeah, and I watched the Mayweather-McGregor fight. I went to my friend's house, and we paid too much money to watch this fight. It was a competitive-looking fight, but I feel like that's because Mayweather basically intentionally lost the first four rounds to figure out, like, what the heck is McGregor going to do? Because he's never boxed before. There's no video of him boxing. Like,
well, that's not those promos that he put out.
That's not those promos where ridiculous. It looks like an idiot, where he's just like throwing low jabs and not protecting his chin, which is kind of what he did. The stopped in like the 10th or 8th round, TKO, 10th round. The ref had to stop it. I mean, it was just like five or six unprotected shots, no offense back, which I feel like you might be able to do a little bit more loosey-goosey in the UFC, because you
can catch
an arm and like do something. So it's not like you have to punch. The only offense you have in boxing is punching. So if you're just not punching, you're losing. So people, I think, are going to wrongfully say that Conor McGregor made the fight competitive, when I think Floyd fought kind of a weird fight. Well,
they already pretend that he didn't lose to Nate Diaz.
That's ridiculous. He lost to Nate Diaz twice, as far as I'm concerned. And I have questions about his UFC record also. Like, he had kind of like a weird meteoric rise to the top. Like, he's like the Roman Reigns of UFC, but in real, you know, in real fighting. It was a spectacle. Like, I had to watch it. Like, obviously those guys
are
both.
Did you?
I mean, I did. I've seen like every Mayweather fight. I understand he's like.
You've seen all 50?
I've seen all
51,
all 50
including
fights
versus Big Show.
When I was a child, I definitely saw the Big Show one. He's not a nice man. He's a pretty reprehensible dude. Yeah, but he's a great boxer. Like, he's a great boxer. Like, he made everyone miss, even good boxers, and now he's fighting idiots. And he retired, so that's the end of him. I was going to full promoting.
Oh, until he is in trouble with the IRS again.
Well, I mean, if he's just going to go to promoting and get money from Showtime. If basically, as far as I understand it, Floyd Mayweather is Showtime boxing. Like, so whatever they do, he must get money out of. So, you know, whatever. I mean, I had to see it. I mean, I don't know. I understand it. I understand your position on it, but I just had to see it. I had to see the freak show.
Well, there you go. There's your fight recap.
There you go. Fight recap. Undercard was hilarious. There was a guy with fuzzy pants doing the Roy Jones.
Was it A.R. Fox?
It was A.R. Fox, and he was doing the Roy Jones Jr. stick my chin out and, like, put my hands behind my back, but he's nowhere near as good as Roy Jones Jr., so he was getting lit up. And the crowd was just booing him mercilessly, which was pretty funny because it was all, like, you know, million-dollar celebs out there just booing this idiot. So, boxing. You should watch it. Good fight next week, too, with Gennady Golovkin and Canelo Alvarez, which would be, like, the true fans match where, like, everyone's like, this freak show's over, but Gennady Golovkin and Canelo Alvarez, like, whatever, dude. That'll be good, too. You should probably watch that if you have $100 to spend on pay-per-view.
If boxing picks up any new fans after that.
No, it definitely will not. It definitely will not.
All right, well, thank you for...
You're welcome.
Making that sacrifice of time and money.
I'm very tired.
That's the other thing.
I got home at, like, 2. It's ridiculous.
All those, boxing, UFC events, way too late. All right, let's get into some new music. Now, actually, this is not really... We don't have a ton of new music today, especially not new local stuff. So instead, we're going to catch up on our friend Merker.
Ooh.
And this was the second single she put out of her upcoming album, Meredit. I don't know how to pronounce any of these words, but
no,
it's out
it
September 15th. This one is called Alvind. And you're listening, and you're hearing it, I should say, on Brutal Brunch on WMFO Medford, 91.5 FM, streaming live on WMFO.org. After this, we got some Marduk, because at least I'm going to go see him this week, and we'll see what happens. But for now, here's Merker. We'll be right back.
I am Fidel Nshombo. I was born in a city called Bukavu in the Congo.
We were a loving family. And then, boom, everything that I had disappeared in a single day.
People think that when you are a refugee and they resettle you to America and all your problems are done, they don't understand that that's the beginning of everything.
I was not born a refugee. I was made one.
It's time we welcome refugee families with open arms. Learn more at embracerefugees.org, brought to you by the Ad Council.
Way to kick off a morning. That was another song I don't really know how to pronounce, but that was Wordland off of Franz Schwein from Marduk. And before that was Merker with Alvind off of the upcoming album Merit. You can get that on September 15th. And here you go.
Let's do this! This week in metal history, August 19th to 26th, first, Judas Priest ends their trial for subliminal messaging. Two young men allegedly engaged in a suicide pact after listening to what is this song? It's not even like one of the heavier songs. Better Than You, Better Than Me. Then they just, they were like smoking and drinking and doing all sorts of drugs. And suicide pact, one of the guys killed himself. The other guy aimed shotgun at himself and missed. So he sued Judas Priest for $1.2 million, which is a ton of money for 1985, which is when the lawsuit actually started. I went to trial in 1990. It was thrown out. Part of the trial was, what are subliminal messages? Are you intentionally putting subliminal messages in your music? Playing records backwards? Like all the classic stuff they already did with the trial against Ozzy a couple years earlier.
Right.
One thing they didn't do was they actually had Rob Halford go on the stand and sing into the crappy courtroom mic.
You can say what I only can see.
Proving he's amazing at singing because he's singing into a garbage microphone.
Is the exhalation of breath?
Yes.
Is that a normal part of your singing?
That's the way I've always sung. That's just my style.
Is there some...
That's his lawyer asking him questions to be like, hey, how do you sing? Are you, when you're singing this, are you saying like, hey, kill yourself? Or are you like just trying to sound cool? And Rob's like, just trying to sound cool, honestly. August 20th, 1990, Black Sabbath releases the album Tear. A lot of people thought this was a concept album because Tyr is the Norse god of single combat. He's the son of Odin. But the members of Black Sabbath said no. Come here, you. Play. This is The Lawmaker. It's like later Sabbath.
Dad Rock.
August 20th, 2008, Slipknot releases the album All Hope Is Gone.
There we go.
Fourth studio album by Slipknot.
A big comeback.
Yeah, the big comeback. This is like a commercially successful and critically successful album. Many of the band members were dissatisfied with this album. I think due to the way that it was recorded, it was just like tiring. The production was like very hectic and wild. This is,
what am I going to do with you?
It's a snuff off the album.
Everything.
Woo! Spooky stuff. Oh my god.
Oh, it's Stone Sour.
No, it wasn't.
That's what it sounds like.
Just skip this. It sounds like Stone Sour. I know. I'm not a huge fan of that.
Plus, the big thing is like they brought in guitar solos and stuff like that, because when they first came out, that was the whole thing. Like, no one was elevated above anyone else. There were no solos on their original album stuff.
It's just like everyone just wearing masks, sledging forward.
This was sledge. What was that? Their third round of masks on that album.
You would know better than me. But yes. August 21st, 1990, Anthrax releases the album For the Persistence of Time. Fifth studio album by Anthrax. Nominated for a 91 Grammy for Best Metal Performance. It's a little bit more progressive than other Anthrax stuff. This is Gridlock, which is a really great song. It's one of my favorite Anthrax songs. Feel this? I'm letting this play out so that I can pause it and come back to it when we read the concert calendar.
Ooh.
But your favorite guy, August 21st, King Diamond releases the album Conspiracy. Conspiracy is a sequel to King Diamond's album Them, which is a album about the Lord of the House coming back and trying to fight against demonic possession of his sister. King returns to the House of Amon to reclaim his rightful heir. Rightful place as heir. But this still unanswered question about his sister's death. This is Amon Belongs to Them by our boy, King Diamond.
Our boy.
I'm going to do this song in karaoke. August 21st, 1990, Alice in Chains' first album, Facelift.
Here we go.
Man in the Box, the big hit. Very bluesy, I think, for the time period. Especially for 90. This is Sea of Sorrow, a classic. Like very bluesy, like absurdly bluesy, some would say. How do you feel about this album?
It's good.
It's good. Alice in Chains is good. So you basically, do you like, would you say you generally like Alice in Chains' catalog?
Yes.
Except for Rooster?
Some other songs that bore me.
Are you just bored by the songs that get played on the radio, basically? Like, do you
not
like Man in the Box?
Man in the Box is good.
Okay.
Wood is good.
What about Angry Chair?
Angry Chair is great. Grind is great.
How about Bones?
Heaven Beside
Pile
You.
Pile of Bones? Whatever.
Them Bones.
Them Bones?
I don't like that song. I don't like Heaven Beside You.
I mean, can't get out of this.
Got me wrong. I don't like... Just like the slower stuff. I'm like...
You're crazy. August 22nd, 2000.
Again is fantastic.
Mudvayne released the album LD50.
Yes.
Technical,
oh man.
Style. This is Nothing.
I remember.
Nothing to Give.
They won the first ever MTV 2 award.
That's true. As well they should. Nothing to Gain, obviously based on our boy Ed Gein. Much like King Diamond Ed Gein, based on an actual person who, not really like a great serial killer in terms of the amount of people he killed. So I think he killed like 2 people, but it's like he would like...
And he made stuff out of them.
Yeah, he would like dig through the graveyard and like make hats out of their stuff and belts.
Lampshades or something.
Lampshades. So also the inspiration for Leatherface and Tony Perkins' character in Psycho. He's the first person killed is his mother. Speaking of that, Toby Hooper died overnight, I guess, because it was all over Twitter this morning. August 23rd, 1980, Wildcat, the debut album from British heavy metal band Tigers, the Y of Pantera.
Cover art Hall of Fame.
A great, an okay album, I guess I would say. But what's better than the album is the cover, which is an amazing painting of a tiger. Just huge painting of a tiger. Just freaking out. Killers. It sounds like British 80s heavy metal. Like, that's fine. I wanted it to be like 1,000 times faster. Like, you can't have an album cover that looks like a tiger that's gonna rip your throat out and be like, ooh, rock or a rock or a rock. Like, come on, dude.
That's like the whole era, though.
I know. August 23rd, 1984, the compilation album Metal for Breakfast comes out. Here's the commercial.
One Dynamite album you can accept. Ozzy Osbourne, YMT, and Wolf Lee Aaron.
It's a man slowly pouring milk into a bowl of, like, nuts and bolts. That's metal.
Literal metal.
Literal metal. He's going to literally eat metal.
That's like, I was reading, I was at a conference one time. I was reading that book, The Oral History of Metal, that came out a few years ago.
Mm-hmm.
And somebody sat next to me. She's like, what are you reading? I'm like, oh, The History of Metal. She's like iron?
No. What kind of metals? Jesus. August 21st, 2008. Metallica released a single, The Day That Never Comes, off of the album Death Magnetic. Death Magnetic, I always like to say, like, was mixed wrong when it came out first, because it was really compressed, because it was like a thing, a trope I think still a lot of like metal bands will do. They'll record the songs and it's like the wave looks like this. You can't see this because it's on the radio, but I'm spreading my arms out wide. But then to make it louder, they just mush it together. Yeah. So it's just loud. And you can't hear everything the way you should. When they released
Foo Fighters, do that a lot too.
So when they released Death Magnetic for Guitar Hero, or it might have been Rock Band. I think it was either Guitar Hero or Rock. It might have been Guitar Hero at the time. Because they get the masters for Guitar Hero to like split out. Here's the guitar part. Here's the bass part. Here's the drum part. It was like way better. So I think this album was stolen again. Because the mix on Guitar Hero was better than the actual album recording and song.
So what version is this?
This is the Guitar Hero version, actually. Because they later remastered. They basically like did a mea culpa and were like, all right, we'll fix this. And like they put new albums out with like a little sticker that's like remastered.
I don't enjoy the song.
You don't?
It's a very common back from commercial break bed on stations around here too, and it annoys me.
Like a sports radio thing. I like it because it's kind of like the sequel to One, in that the video at least set in like. It's not explicit, but it's like you're in the Middle East.
The Forever War.
The Forever War, which will be going on forever and ever. It was a legitimate, real story of a kid who was born in like the late 90s, right? Early 90s. And his dad was in this Iraq war. And he's now going to war in Iraq, which is pretty awesome, right? If you think about it in a way. Jesus Christ.
Well, did you read the article came out last week too, where the. Commander tells him, he's like, I can't guarantee you that your kids won't be here speaking to another old guy in the same place.
Unbelievable. Like literally unbelievable. I don't know. Whatever. That was the one thing.
Those
that
his
was,
words.
One good thing if you could take any stupid thing out of Trump's campaign stuff, was like, he's like, we're going to get out of Iraq and Afghanistan. And now he's like, nah, because he believes in nothing. He's a charlatan.
You got to get the minerals.
August 25th, 1988, Metallica releases And Justice for All, including my favorite Metallica song, One. This is Harvester of Sorrow. I'm not going to tell you about this. Justice for All, it's a great album. Go buy it. All right. I had chosen whatever. August 25th, 1998, Godsmack releases the album Godsmack. From Lawrence, Massachusetts, our boy Sully Erna. The apocryphal stories I was telling Matt on the break was that in the AAF days, I consider now the post-AAF days, because there's nothing on that station anymore but like Led Zeppelin.
Yeah.
They kept giving demos and demos and demos to like all the DJs on the station.
Well, they made it. It was like All Wound Up originally, right? It was the original demo
All
CD,
Wound Up was the, yes.
And I believe whatever was not on it.
No. But I don't have to change it now. Anyway. The story is, I kept giving demo, and they're like, yeah, get out of here, kid. And Opie and Anthony were on there at the time. It was their first radio gig. Killing me here. Like, why is this not the first result? The comedy joke, apocryphal story is that Opie got the CD, threw it in the trash. DJ Rocco went to the trash, picked it out, found it. Discovered Godsmack. They were a huge band, right? From like
that was legit. Like I said, the local Bazooka days,
huge
98, band. 99. Yeah, that was a band that legitimately AAF did help make.
Oh, unquestionably. Because Matt took whatever. We're just gonna play Voodoo, which you will hear every day if you listen to the show. Thank you very much. That's this week in metal.
Also, never forget. 3 years ago, Matty Walsh declared. August 16th, 2014 was Godsmack Day, an official proclamation.
I did not know that.
You don't remember that?
No.
Oh, man, it was amazing. They were the most recent album, HP 1000 or whatever, was coming out at Newbury Comics, so they made an appearance at the Newbury Street Newbury Comics to sign sign copies. Matty Walsh signed an official proclamation.
That's hilarious.
And our counterparts on the air were very angry because why would you, of all bands from here, why would you honor Godsmack? And they were making fun of Godsmack. I was like, hey, F you. So I was posting all sorts of other songs on social media all day.
I remember you getting salty about it, obviously. And, you're always mad.
Yeah. It was a great day. And then actually in the last couple of years, I think it was 2 years ago, they actually did it for the Street Dogs too. Andy Walsh made a proclamation for Street Dogs Day, but nobody paid attention.
What do you want me to say? People are fickle.
People are terrible.
Godsmack's good.
Also, talking about AF, I would say it's like the cockroach that won't go away, because now WBRU down in Providence has been sold and is flipping to Christian Rock, and there's officially no more alternative radio on the air. It's really disappointing.
Other than the show,
is great.
Darnley's show, the radio is dead.
It is. BRU is based in Providence, but they were the closest thing you had to like FNX or like an East Coast K-Rock.
Yeah.
In terms of what they would play. They would still do a countdown every year. It was amazing.
There's something.
But now they're gone.
I was driving on 93 to get to Boston last night, and there's that Alt 92.9, and they must have some like morning zoo radio show. It's like Frankie and Joey, big time fun, and it's like
it's got to be like the national
big
syndicated
fat lady in a bikini. Like that's the joke. She's fat. Get it? Hey, get it?
99 is the most milktoast playlist you can come up with. Well, I mean, they have Amy Brooks and that other dude, but like, because they finally started integrating them, it used to be Jack.
Well, who are these low rent Kevin and the Bean on there? Like,
well, that's the thing. It's got to be like whoever they're owned by. They're syndicated nonsense. But yeah, everything's terrible still.
Those guys just get on the air and be like, yo, I used to listen to Stern when I was 25. I listened to Stern when I was 17. That's how old Stern is.
All right, so let's get to the concert list for this week. Tonight at O'Brien's, you can see Titans of Industry, Voss, Godless America, and Knockover City. Tomorrow night at Sammy's Patio, it's the Summon, Consonance, Epicenter, and Graveborn. Tuesday at Great Scott, you can see Aneurysm Vaulted, Lesser Glow, and Ritual Blade. O'Brien's has Bitter Wind, The Solar Witch, and Nodus. And Sammy's Patio has The Machinist, Tactiles, Eyes of Lilith, as Aphrodite Fell, and Proxies. Wednesday, the big one, Bright Music Hall, Marduk, Incantation, and Invisible Dawn. I will see you there. Thursday, big night, August 31st at Royale. It's Epico with Lacuna Coil, Insomnium, and Elantris.
Epico and Primo?
Yes.
Hell yeah.
Ralph's has Din, Legions, Ascend, Unflesh, and Light Crusher. Middle East, WEMF presents Carpathia, Tony Bullets, Dominic Malfara, and Max Clark. PA's Lounge has Overgrowth, The Gallows Distance, and Deepa Carr. Friday at Great Scott, it's Witch Trap, Panzer Bastard, Black Mass, and Malleus. And finally, next Saturday, September 2nd. Yes, it's September already. At the Middle East, you can see Chuggernaut, Pathogenic, Hepatagua, and Max at Jupiter. Hotel Vernon, where Babe Ruth drank. He drank $1 Gansets in Worcester. You can see Hellbent, Night Terror, Ritual Blade, and Metal Eater.
How many $1 Gansets do you think Babe Ruth could drink?
100.
Yeah, I was going to say probably like...
Especially when you get them there, it's like a kind of a mug. It's like, it's not exactly a pint.
Did you ever go to that old-timey bar in New York, like McSorley's or whatever? It's like the first bar in the world or whatever, some stupid New York thing. But they give you
I thought that was a Green Dragon.
They give you those little tiny beers, but they give you like two of them, basically.
Okay.
And it's just like, what do you want? Do you want a light beer or a dark-looking beer? And I'm like, light beers. And then it's just like saltines and cheese. It's fun. The question now, Matt, is do you want 5 minutes and 46 seconds of black metal? Or do you want 7 minutes and 22 seconds of black metal?
Your choice, as I ruined whatever for you.
You bastard. Because you've ruined whatever for me, I'm going to play a shorter black metal song, also because it's immortal. Immortal, All Shall Fall, black metal song of the week, because I say so. Ready?
I'm ready. And welcome back to Brewer Brunch here on WMFO Medford, 91.5 FM, streaming live on WMFO.org. You just heard, why don't you recap what you just played for us?
You just heard All Shall Fall by our boys Immortal off the album All Shall Fall. And we were discussing if we were to go as King of El and Abath for Halloween, would people just think we're going as Kiss? And I think the answer is unfortunately yes. Because it's more of a feeling than a look, because it is relatively similar. Because you're like, oh, if you wear spikes, I'm like, they also is like a bunch of spikes and Kiss. But it's more of like a grittiness, like a, maybe if you were really dirty, like
just,
if you rolled around in like mud.
You just gotta respond in the Abath voice.
Yeah,
like growl. Like, and then people get it right away.
That's when get it right away.
When a couple of us went as big buck hunters for Halloween, and we went around a bunch of bars playing buck hunter, like in the safari outfits.
That's a good idea.
Somebody thought we were the crocodile hunter, and I was like,
or
no.
The duck guys. Was it, were they hot at the time? The duck boys, duck dynasty.
No. I don't even know. But we didn't have the beards. I just remember that all the girls were floral that year because it was like from the progressive ads.
You should have gone as the girls from Big Buck Hunter. You could have wore like a saucy outfit and been like, ooh, you got $6.
I don't know why I didn't think of that.
Yeah, you blew it.
All right, let's do a big, nice, not a lot to get to in the police blotter, but Whole Foods is back. Whole Foods. Probably be under investigation for slashing all their prices next week. But in the meantime, on Wednesday, August 16th, I was right. I knew this. They finally specified a resident of Melrose Towers, which is like the tall apartment buildings.
Yep.
Probably a certain nervous demographic lives there. A resident of Melrose Tires on Melrose Street reported that a tractor-trailer truck was running in the Whole Foods parking lot at 8:09 p.m.
What's going on there?
Whole Foods is still open, by the way, at that point.
What's going on there?
Police truck spoke to police spoke to the driver who moved his truck.
He was doing donuts. See, if they read the whole thing, you would notice that he was doing like sick donuts with his tractor trailer.
Oh, man.
Scaring the old ladies.
And then the only other one, Thursday, August 17th, a man walking in the area of West Wyoming Avenue and Berwick Street.
It was me.
I was going to say, had to be one of us.
Oh, God.
Without his shirt on around 12:30
a.m. Oh, no, it was definitely me.
Was told to quiet down by police. He was walking home from a friend's house.
See,
you can't do that. They tell you to drink responsibly. If you're going to drink, don't drive. So the guy's probably telling the friend, drinking, walking home, and he's still getting into trouble.
You tell me I can't walk home shirtless, just ranting and raving? That's against the law now.
There's probably a good reason for it, too, to be fired up.
Yeah, there's many reasons to be fired up right now. Just pop your shirt off, start yelling.
Yeah. You know,
that's what I say.
All right. You have a news item about Rusev, apparently?
Well, I don't know if it's a news item yet, but scoops, hot scoops,
hot
everybody. Scoop.
We got a hot take.
Even though I'm not watching WWE programming right now.
Your underground sources.
I still follow wrestlers on Twitter because I like them. Like, I like Sami Zayn and Kevin Owens and all those guys. Rusev also is a good follow on the internet because he's, like, very funny. But he tweeted the other day, like, thanks to the front office staff, you guys are great. And I'm like, what does this mean? And, like, all the...
Did he post eyeballs?
No, just, like, thank you. It was, like, very, like, official, like... Because sometimes when he tweets in his weird, like, broken English, like, gimmick tweets. But this seemed to be just, like, a lawyer wrote this type tweet. So, unclear whether or not he's been released. It kind of would make some amount of sense. He hasn't really been doing anything the last time I was watching.
Other than getting buried by Cena.
Yeah, just, like, losing again to Cena for, like, reasons. Like, and then losing to Orton for, like, no reason. Like, I don't even know what the point is. Look forward to seeing Rusev at, like... Pro Wrestling Guerrilla.
Well, I saw that, like, people were tweeting about, like, fantasy booking Rusev matches.
I saw someone say Rusev versus Jordan Grace, and I want to see it really bad.
I hope if he does that, he goes back to being the Bulgarian brute with his
with the guy's name on it. Kicking the board in half, like a karate master or whatever.
I remember back in the day, because I was true cult NXT.
Yeah, you are.
When he would bring out his board, he had Dolph Ziggler, and he fought Dolph Ziggler and beat the crap out of him.
It's amazing.
On NXT.
It's a great gimmick. Like, it's a great... It's like a Bruce Lee thing. You, like, break the master's board or whatever, your karate.
And it was also, at that point, like, Lana was still controlling him. So, like, she would yell his name and he would stop. And then she'd, like, snap. And then he would, like, destroy the guy.
It's amazing.
Like, finish him.
Yeah, they kind of went all over the place. And he's, like, a legitimately funny guy, I think, if they let him be, like, a comedy wrestler. Which I know people would be like, oh, he'll never be the champ as a comedy wrestler. But, like, it's fairly hard to be a comedy wrestler. And it's important to have a couple because... wrestling is.
You need to change that. Can't be super serious of all.
Yeah, you can't always be like, I'm going to murder you because I'm vaguely Russian. So.
And well, that's like I told the, if you go back and watch Shimmer Volume 1, Beth Phoenix was a comedy wrestler.
Why not?
Before she became the Glamazon. As we said, Marduk show.
Yep.
This Wednesday.
Yep.
Gonna be great. I might have to fight through Antifa to get there.
Yeah, maybe.
After they shut them down in Oakland last year. And then Ghost Bath coming to town as well.
I'm gonna see Ghost Bath. I'm putting that down. I will see Ghost Bath.
Marduk is still a maybe.
Marduk is a baby.
But if anybody else wants to go see Marduk, I'll be chilling there.
I have to be on a plane at like 6 in the morning.
So yeah, that's... Well, we already talked about Godsmack Day. We did the police blotter. I saw Alien Covenant. Have you seen that yet?
No, it looks like crap.
It's not that good.
Yeah, it looks like garbage. They put Danny McBride in it. I'm like, is this a comedy now?
Which he's fine, because there was some element of that in Aliens.
I guess. Like,
there was some goofiness.
Oh, in Aliens.
Yeah.
Sure.
Not the original Alien. But, well, I guess because it was supposed to be like Prometheus 2, but then if you watch it, there clearly will not be a true sequel to Prometheus because they decided to gloss over that very quickly.
Well,
and then Michael
Fassbender. Weyland Yutani is in Prometheus, right? So yeah. It is Alien, right?
No, it's all related. It was all it's okay. Like Prometheus, kind of like a prequel thing.
Yes.
And supposedly there's three more. Ridley Scott has all these movies in his head.
I think what's dumb is that the Xenomorphs, I guess it had been in fan fiction. Like how did it become that? Like Xenomorphs like eat a thing basically. And then take on the characteristics of the thing, right? So, like, when they ate the big muscle dude or whatever from Prometheus, and it became, like, a big muscle alien. Like, I didn't understand
The engineer. Yeah, and that's the thing is, you find out in this movie is, like, how the original Xenomorph was bred. Like, the perfect.
Yeah, it's, like, it's not an alien. It's like a weapon. It's not an alien.
Right.
It's a thing.
It's a biological weapon.
It's a biological weapon.
Yes.
So it makes it stupider. It's not an alien. Like the movie Alien, which is like, yo, this is from space. We don't know what it is. It is alien. Toby Hooper, RIP, was quoted in like Fangoria, I'm sure, in the 90s, complaining about horror movies at the time, which is consistent with horror movies now. And I think we've had this complaint where he was saying there was a trend in horror movies to just explain the motivations of the villain. And the motivation at the end would be something normal, like money or power or something. So he'd be like, thank God. He's just like, he just wants cash or whatever. So now we can defeat him because he's like a human. But he's like, if there's no reason why this person is a monster, like it's much better.
That's why, like, the original Halloween was so spooky.
The original Halloween
like, he was just
the new Halloween.
He was just the last line. He was the boogeyman. He's just boogeyman. Evil personified.
Yeah.
And there's no sister storyline or mother storyline or anything like that.
Yeah, I guess I didn't see the Halloween by Rob Zombie, but it's 45 minutes, I guess, of just him as a kid.
Yeah, it's awful. It's a chore to get through. And then the very end is just formulaic.
The first movie again.
Chase scene.
Yeah.
Damn, well, I also saw a pretty bad movie last night. Don't Hang Up.
Ooh.
Not a good movie.
No?
Not a good
movie.
Was
it on like Chiller or something?
No, I mean it's on Netflix or the DVD. I don't do the streaming. So it is on DVD. No.
Why?
Because that's not... You don't get as many movies that way.
Weird. Okay, yeah, I guess so.
And also, I want to loop back to The Transfiguration, which I touched on very briefly last week.
Yep.
I would say the acting is impeccable. Like the two kids that are the stars.
Yep.
But it's just a very weirdly dark and depressing movie.
So
it's like a good...
But
it's
kind of
like the movie Monster was last year, like where objectively it's a good movie, but subjectively I'm just not a fan.
You couldn't do it.
Nah.
You're just like, I can't do this right now.
Yeah, it's just like... It really wasn't made for any reason other than to bum you out, kind of.
Yeah, I can see that.
But there's
like movies like The Strangers and stuff where I'm like, oh, I hate this.
Yeah. Although at least that's good because you don't know their motives. They're just like a mysterious...
Well, it's good as a horror movie, but then I get up... I still want... revenge or like justice, but then you don't get it, and I'm just kind of like, ugh, this bummed me out.
I will say there is a pretty hilarious conversation though, where the kid is talking about which fictional vampire movies are realistic or not.
Oh,
it's pretty funny. It reminded me of like my 6-year-old nephew explaining vampirism to me. All right, that just about brings us to the end for our final block of songs. Do you have anything you want to get into?
Happy Labor Day. Take a day off. Don't work. If you can, I guess. If you have to work, you know, do it.
Do you know why? Do you know how Labor Day came about officially as a federal holiday?
I'm assuming like the Pinkertons beat union guys.
It wasn't quite the Pinkertons, but it was the Pullman strike.
Clubs.
In 1894. And led by Eugene V. Debs.
Yep.
The rail. So the the Pullman, like, workers' utopia, which is probably what your boys want to have happen in real life.
DSA, guys?
Some, not DSA, but some faction out there. But basically, Pullman was in the middle with his palace, and then you had, like, the managers, and then you had all the workers, and the workers would be provided for, and all that. And then rail demand went down, so therefore all the paychecks started getting slashed. And the rail workers were like, hell no, we're not doing this. And they went on strike, and there was solidarity across the country. All railway workers were boycotting any Pullman freight trains. So he went to the federal government. The National Guard showed up, and there were a bunch of skirmishes. 30 workers were killed. That was around May. And later that year, so everybody started to hate Grover Cleveland. And he's like, all right, in order to appease all the workers and or to appreciate labor, we're going to have Labor Day. So they passed it through Congress really quickly.
That's
and now
good.
We have a September holiday so that you don't think about all the bloodshed and the past about it. And yeah. So you don't unionize, which nobody wants to do anymore.
Nobody does.
Like you had that vote in Mississippi with, was it Nissan? One of the auto companies voted to unionize, and they didn't because people just, unbelievable, they continue to vote against their own interest.
They're pretty dumb.
In conclusion, if you follow anything that's going on in the media, like, I mean, like media workers, journalists and stuff like that, they're all getting screwed because they didn't unionize.
Yeah.
So when you have a chance to unionize, you should probably unionize.
Yes.
I'll leave it at that.
You should.
It's not probably, you should.
Especially because we're a service-based economy now.
Yeah, it's... Everything is awful. So in order to honor that, we're going to play some songs about labor. Starting off with The Clash, we got some Murphys and some
or
Street
Labor,
Dogs.
Or if you're British, you spell it wrong with a U.
There you go. Speaking of which, actually, the Labour Party, or the Labour Party, your boy Cornyn is under fire again for
What's
all
he doing?
Just
I
like
can only pay attention to one crisis at a time.
The most recent stuff was about Venezuela, where he wouldn't condemn
what
was
him.
Going on.
They're boys. That's it is what it is.
He's pro-Putin, pro-Russia, all that stuff.
Much like Mayweather, you gotta accept. He's a great fighter. He's also, he beats his wife. And
we just gotta vote for what's his name, Lord...
Buckethead.
Lord Buckethead,
with,
yes.
Yeah, with Jeremy Corbyn. You're like, he has some good politics. Conclusion. Also, he supports dictators.
Yeah.
So...
All right, so we're going to play you, before we sign off, we got Career Opportunities from The Clash off their title album, 10 Years of Service by the Dropkick Murphys and Up the Union by Street Dogs. We'll probably be just fading right back into the autoplay after that. So,
hell yeah.
Have a good week off. We see all the kids outside. It's school's back in session. It's orientation day.
I'm so tired.
I hope that the show is their introduction to life at Tufts.
I'm just looking at these life young children. Method. I just feel like Aqualung from the song Aqualung.
Like on the wall?
Just sitting out there like, God, it's me. I'm Aqualung.
All right. Here we go. Brutal Brunch, WMFO, Medford, 91.5 FM, streaming live at WMFO.org. Until next time, stay brutal. Come out and see Marduk.
Yeah, see Marduk and hang out with me. Please. I'll be on the airplane or thinking about it.
All right, here's The Clash. Goodbye.
Bye.
Never knocked. Every job I offer used to keep you up the dock. Career opportunity, the one that never knocked. I hate the army and I hate the RAF. I don't wanna go fighting in the Germany. I hate the seven savage blues. I won't open that bomb for you. Career opportunity, the one that never knocked. Every job they offer used to kick you off the dock. Career opportunity, the one that never knocked. Never knocked. Every job they offer used to kick you out the door. Career opportunity, the one that never knocked.